Dearly Father, we just want to thank you just for the opportunity that we have just to serve in this capacity. And Lord, I just pray that as we, as for the students that have this opportunity as they're discipling others, Lord, that they may identify with you and just serve joyfully. These things we pray in your son's name. Amen. All right. So what we're going to look at now is just about the aspect of prayer. And we looked at Jesus' life. And through his sermons on the Mount, he taught about prayer and he commands us to pray. In Ephesians 5, it talks about how we are supposed to imitate Christ. And in this certain aspect of prayer, we want to model that just for the disciples as you're going down there. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to look at, do a little study just about prayer. Yes.
It's 3 pages.
Yes, 3 pages, yes. Sorry about that. Yeah, and there's actually a little typo, so you have to ignore one by the Luke 11, 1 through 13. But anyway, and so what we're going to do now is we're going to just take some time just to look how Jesus modeled prayer with his disciples and then kind of understand the significance of the importance of it and then also just seeing what Jesus prayed for his disciples and then how can we can apply that as we're going down there. So does everybody have a copy of the study? Is that still being passed around? No, it's still going around. Okay. We'll just wait a little bit then. And so we're just going to take the next 20 to 25 minutes for you all just to go through this thing, and then we'll kind of come back and just wrap things up. Anticipate how far everybody was with it. Did everybody get through the whole thing? Okay. Sorry about that, making it so long. But just want to take some time just to kind of reflect on the first part. At least everybody hopefully got through the first page. But what are some of the observations that you guys kind of noticed that Jesus taught as he was teaching his disciples just about prayer through through Mark and Luke and then also Matthew? What are some observations from the teaching of Jesus that he taught about prayer?
It was a priority in Jesus' life. He was making it happen. On all the passages, he was securing time for it and doing it.
He had modeled it before his disciples, so they saw him do it. So they came and asked him, how do we do it? Mm-hmm. They saw him doing it, so they wanted to be like him.
And I think that that's an important thing, especially for the summer when you're with your disciples, is just demonstrating it before them, setting an example in everything, you know, whether they come up to you for a problem, you know, going before God and praying, letting them see it so that they can be, you know, asking questions and then also praying in humility, knowing that it is nothing that you can do, but your dependency is all upon God. And, you know, some of the passages and even the promises when you're going before God, just knowing that it glorifies him, and then approaching him just with confidence, that whatever you pray through, knowing that once you look at the confidence that you have because of the gospel and believing in Christ, you know that he hears your prayers and you can lift up your prayer request before him, and then he'll move and then he'll act. And so the power of prayer is that God is the one that is going to be enabling, and he's going to be drawing people. He does the work from some of the promises that I had at the list at the bottom of it, from promises to claim. Just 1 John 5:14, you know, going before God in confidence before him, and the fact, the promise that he hears your prayers. Also John 6:65 and 44. I love these passages because even though he's talking about just reaching out and drawing people unto himself, the point to illustrate from that is that he's doing the work behind it, and he's doing the work of drawing people to himself. And so when you have things about what you want for your disciples and how you want them to grow, just really trusting and relying that God's work is going to be the one that ultimately changes them. And so These are just some promises that you can kind of think through throughout the summer. And then also, I don't know if you all got a chance to go to the reflection, but I really encourage you during your own time is, what do you really want your disciples to walk away from? What do you want them to grow from? What is your vision for them by the end of the summer? And really just to start praying for that now, and even for yourselves and even for your hearts before you all go down there. So taking time just to do that. So right now we have some time for you just to pray for the summers, and then just also for your disciples. We actually have, not the names. What do we have for them? Yes.
We've got all your disciples on a card for you, so you can know who they are.
And so that's what we're going to be praying for right now. So we're going to take about 5 to 10 minutes, 15?
No.
10:45? I don't know.
Be back in.
10:50.
We're going to go on at 11:15. So this next 25 minutes is to pray. You can pray here. Listen up. You can pray here, or you can, you know, if you want to get away or whatever, we're going to pray through all these names, you individually, not as a group. If you want to walk, you want to sit somewhere, that's fine. But just be back in here by 11:15, and we're going to pray about for every person that's basically committed to going to OP.
Yeah. So go ahead now and just break off. Feel free to run not too far from outside, just to take time to pray, and then we'll meet back here at 11:15.